Letterkenny General Hospital has been severely flooded. All patients have
This year marks 1 week since the flood that devastated Letterkenny General Hospital. I was there that night reporting when the hospital was hit after 1 hour of torrential rain. I remember parts of the ground floor being covered in water. It was up around your ankles. But it wasn't just normal water. This was water coming through overflowing sewers with bits of toilet paper and excretion floating through it. On the first floor, the walls were leaking with gushing water. And in other areas, pieces of machinery worth hundreds of thousands of euro were destroyed. It was clear to everyone in the hospital that night that this was a catastrophe. Well, 1 year later, I'm back at the hospital to meet with the hospital manager to see what progress has been made.
Hi, Sean, how are you?
Barry, welcome to Letterkenny General Hospital. Back again 12 months on. You were here with us in the middle of the chaos of the night of the flood. Hopefully as we go around you'll see some of the progress we've made since then and some of the challenges we're still facing.
Okay, sure, we'll take a walk around.
Okay. The worst disaster in Irish hospital history. Bear in mind, all our power is gone, our phones are gone, our electricity is gone. There were certain things we were lucky with. We were lucky that it was a July evening, that despite the rain, it wasn't, the middle of winter, it wasn't freezing, people weren't becoming hypothermic with the cold. It was a long evening, it stayed brightly, 11 o'clock at night. It gave us the opportunity to get the backup generators going and get power supplies re-established. The fact that we had some parts of the hospital that had been vacated that were available to us that we could decant into made it more possible. There's a lot of things that could have been worse.
And do you feel it could have been worse, looking back now?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And at this stage, 1 year on, can it be estimated just how much damage was done?
Construction costs alone will be in excess of 25 million and somewhere probably between 25 and 30 million euro. Equipment replacement and then the costs of having to provide services off-site, again, will mean the total bill will be well over 40 million euro. So it's a huge financial impact, huge. It's interesting, I was talking to somebody socially recently who's very big into kayaking, and they were talking about having 40 centimetres within an 8 hour period to swell the river they were kayaking on, sufficient to make it really exciting and challenging. If 40 in an 8 hour period can swell a large river, imagine what 47 in a 1 hour period does to stream like the Sprackburn. Interestingly, that's just, you see my text come in here. If you have a monitored alarm system that measures the water on the Sprackburn continually, and if the water level rises and changes quite significantly, alarms off to certain key people as an electronic warning, and every morning at 10 o'clock it sends me a text to tell me that it's still functioning effectively. It's like a check test to ensure that the system's operating effectively.
Will this new Sprackburn guarantee that we won't have a disaster like we had last year ever again?
I suppose it's the James Bond film Never Say Never. I don't think anything guaranteed, given some of this very bizarre and strange weather that we've had. But I'm guaranteed by the two engineering reports that we've had undertaken is that it has the capacity to cope with events that would be 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000 year events. That short of some sort of major typhoon, it'll cope with virtually any foreseeable level of rainfall.
And in this part of the hospital, as we can see, there is quite a lot of workmen here, and there is quite a lot of work going on.
There's a lot of work going on. We're actually back out of the service yard. You see the emergency department there. So again, I suppose to give it some context, remember this is the service yard, the water flowed into one of the early areas. So again, the water, as you can imagine, was at its highest here, was flowing in very, very fast, coming downhill, under speed, and rushing very, very fast. This is the mortuary area here, and this is the link corridor down to the mental health unit. The areas, again, you can see the raised areas were sealed off. These were the areas where the old pharmacy was, and they were, again, some of those were wooden frame buildings, which were completely devastated with the flood. So while there's a lot of work going on here, there's still a huge project to be undertaken.
And how long will this work take to finish here? We see the workmen here, and how long will it take?
This area will be finished in the next 2 to 3 months. So by September, October, we'll have this area open and pathology moved over. And so this area will be functioning within the hospital. By but the area beyond those doors, the moment that it's functioning, will have stopped functioning, and the work will be going on in that area. And that work will continue till the end of the year, and the building, as it needs to be replaced with the brick building, that will be probably into May, June next year before that's all completed.
So as I said a few times there, Sean, that people probably don't realise that there is still quite a bit of work to do.
There's a huge amount of work to do, and we've got over 15 projects. We've got about four of them completed, and another four on underway at the moment. But there's still a number of projects that are still very much at the design stage. The staff are doing brilliant, but it's still working in suboptimal arrangements. That impacts on your efficiency, that impacts on the ability to expand and take on more workload if the hospital gets busier. So we're trying to rebuild the hospital and run a hospital all at the same time. And again, I suppose one of the things I would say is that the times we do have pressures in our beds, the times that we do have lengthy waits for tests or appointments, I would ask the local community to be patient with us and to understand that while you may drive up the front and think everything is back to normal, as you can see here today, there are still huge parts of the hospital that are unavailable to us, and where there's still construction work either underway or yet to be done. And over the next 12, 18 months, month on month, we will see continued improvements in terms of getting those areas re-established.
And do you still foresee then that there will be still a couple of years building work or it's rebuilding to do?
It's going to be spring, summer 2016 at the earliest before all this is completed. And it's been an extremely busy year since we reopened. We've had a large number of emergency admissions, a lot of very elderly patients, a lot of patients with what we call comorbidities, several things wrong with them. So it's not, people aren't just coming in with one simple condition, but they may be coming in with chronic chest pain, but they may also have problems with their diabetes, they may have problems with their mobility, etc. So there's a lot of patients that have required significant medical and clinical input and rehabilitation. That means the patients stay with us longer, and if your bed complement is reduced, that means that you're the next patients coming in into the hospital is reduced and delays occur, and we've seen that, and we've seen that very significantly with the amounts of patients waiting on trolleys to get in the hospital.
And we often hear that in the past year, since the flood, we've heard that overcrowding has been a problem. And how much did the flooding last year, how much of a role has that played?
A very significant role, because you see how much of the hospital is still unavailable.
So when the works fully completed in 2016, do you feel that it will be a better facility than it was prior to the flood?
Oh, without a doubt.
By 2016, when it's all finished and complete, how much do you think will have been spent?
Well, as I say, at the moment, the estimates are in excess of 40 million, it's about 43 million. But there's still work going on.
Today was my first time back at the hospital since the flooding last year. And although there is still a lot of work to be done, it's a wholly different picture to the one I had in my head. It's clear to see that significant progress has been made. In the wake of the flooding last year, it was hard to foresee the hospital getting back to anywhere near normal. They are getting there, but it is also clear that there is still a lot of work to be done. Many areas are still closed off and are months, even years away from completion, but management and staff are confident that by spring 2016, the facility will be better than it ever was, which was truly unthinkable in the aftermath of the flood.